Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The word of the hour could be unga bunga. That's my grandson's favorite word from his gramps. Unga bunga. Welcome. Now, what does that mean? It can mean anything that you would like it to mean. Take a flyer on it. Unga bunga. I welcome you to another hour of the Good Day program. Unga bunga. It's the Good Day show. The stars of the show are Jay Kirshner and me. And this is not Succession. I don't have any children who are waiting in the wings to take over the program. And so, Jay, this could be this could be your moment.
I inherit Jay, by default.
Yeah, there we go. James Collins at the studio controls in Dallas. Ron DeSantis says he's going to destroy leftism if he's elected president. Let's hear it for woo-hoo. Let's get rid of those damn lefties. Right? End the day, but right. You got that, Jay.
So do we really want to have a monopoly on political parties?
Well, we kind of do, in a manner of speaking. We have a monopoly. There's a monopoly depending on what state you're in. Blue states one way, red states the other way. Nobody, let's call the whole thing off. Another Trump, that's what he is. In a manner of speaking, he's hardcore, and he thinks that's what everybody wants. He's not a guy who's got a mission. He's not a guy, in my estimation, who has a lot of independent thoughts. He looks around and does what he thinks the lay of the land will support. That's the way I read him. I read him as an empty suit, frankly. And if it was a choice between DeSantis and Trump, and that was all there was, I'd choose Trump. As much as I don't want to choose Trump, I sure would. At least you know where the guy's coming from. And so,
yeah, but, what is it?
Neither of them are.
Is better than an evil you.
I suppose. Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
When we look at a lot of political parties, some of them, while they may be with one party, they still look at other parties as American people, the American Republican,
right,
and people whom they will be serving. And then you have other ones who are like, it's the good guys versus the bad guys.
Yeah.
And
that's
just like, seriously, if you're going to be in service, especially in an office of president, you need to do right by the country in and of itself. And that might be different definitions based on whom you are, but still, look at the country as what is it? We are all united, and united we fall.
E pluribus unum, is the slogan, right? From all, one. E pluribus, from many. Pluribus in Latin is many. Unum is one. From many, one. We don't have that going on with the people who are coming across the border illegally. Most of them are not interested in doing things that are good for. Like, we need programmers. We need lots of people. We found out yesterday that the state of Massachusetts, of which I am a resident and have been all my life, has lost 500,000 people in the last year because people are tired of paying the taxes. People are tired of paying for bad education, just tired of it. And the same has happened in California. Same has happened. The East Coast is emptying out. The West Coast is emptying out. And so now we're going to pollute the middle of the country with thinking that is questionable at best. But those of you who think Ron DeSantis is swell, he's not. Here's an incredible moment. Wow, look at this. A 69-year-old stopped a bank robbery. But it wasn't with a gun. It wasn't with a knife. It was with words and a hug.
It was with kindness.
This is amazing. Let's see here. Well, this fellow, you could tell by looking at the video and hearing the story, a pretty tough, this guy was in tough shape. Mm-hmm. And so he decided the way he could fix his problem was to go rob a bank. Yeah, that's all of us.
Because his idea, and he wasn't robbing the bank out of malice. And the hero in the story, Michael Armus.
Armus, here, I believe you pronounced his name. Yeah.
He recognized the bank robber as a former neighbor.
Oh,
and
yeah.
he knew, he could tell just in the mannerism, the eyes, that this wasn't out of malice. This was out of kind of a depression. It was somber. It was out of sadness. And the bank robber, Eduardo Plasencia, he said that it was going to be kind of a win-win situation for him. Either he gets the money that can alleviate some of his financial stress and he gets away with it, or he goes to prison, which is still, even prison is a better option than his options outside of prison. That is a big statement. And when Michael noticed that he knew this guy, and he kind of went over to him and he's like, what are you doing? You don't have a job? You can't get a job? And Eduardo was like, no, there's nothing for me here. I would rather go to prison. That's a better option. And he takes him pretty much outside into the door and just gives him a hug, and they wait for police, and police arrest him for attempted bank robbery. But Eduardo ended up not having anything on him, but he alluded to the fact that he had a bomb strapped to him. Nobody around him knew he didn't. Only Eduardo knew at the time that he didn't have a bomb on him. But this guy, Michael, how brave and just kind. Do you even think this guy has a bomb on him? Because why wouldn't he? And still, just take
what
him
a great lesson.
Kindness,
great
triumphs.
Lesson. Isn't that a great lesson? Think about how wonderfully well that turned out and how awful it might have been under the circumstances.
Well, and
think
especially
about
because so many people who might want to take a situation in their own hands, somebody could have pulled a gun on this, on the robber.
Yep, you got it. Good morning, good day. Hello, it's Wednesday, the 31st of May, last day of the month. The fifth month of the year, we're going into the sixth month, we'll be halfway through the year. Before you know it, Christmas will be here. Before you know it, how about that? The American situation, the world situation, the humanity, is this the first time you've thought about what's going on around you? Well, then we're going to give you a lot to think about during this hour of Good Day, including a focus on the trial that began yesterday for this man who was charged with carrying out that mass shooting at the Pittsburgh synagogue. 11 people were dead. Remember that from 5 years ago? And he's just now going on trial. This was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in the history of our country. Guy's name is Robert Bowers, faces 63 charges, hate crimes, obstruction of justice, trying to influence free exercise of religion, death penalty. He gets it in the arm. He should get it the way that he got them, with a gun. And so,
why
anyway, he's 50 years old.
For some people, like,
yeah, why is it 5 years since he's, there's no swift justice here.
Yeah.
This was, this was obviously on, well, it wasn't obviously. Those of you who can't remember back, I didn't remember really now. My mind is being jogged because I know it was during a Sabbath service at these congregations. So there are 11 women and 7 men on the jury. Interesting how they do things. Why is it they have all these alternates? But anyway, that's not the real point here. Prosecutors arguing that he systematically targeted these victims. He was posting anti-Semitic content all over the place. Here's another winner, chicken dinner for social media. And so the person who's representing this killer got plea bargains for the Unabomber and the Olympic bomber in Atlanta. So this is somebody's paying big money for this guy. To avoid the death penalty, they're trying to argue that he suffers from mental illness. Well, he probably does. Anybody who does this is, by definition, insane. So anybody who destroys life like this is out of their minds. But then what does that mean? Do you not punish those people because they're out of their minds? Or what's the proper punishment? Or what should we do with these people in society? Yeah. They need to be culled out like a bad cow from the herd. The fact that we've had more anti-Semitic incidents in our country. In the last year, there are almost 4,000 of them that were reported. That's up a third from the year before. So what's going on?
Is it the pandemic? It seems like so many more people might have hatred in their heart that they didn't before, or maybe they did before. They just feel more comfortable being outward with it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've recently had a lot of conversations with people who are on the receiving end of aggressive prejudice for one way or another. And I've asked each and every one of them, was it this way before the pandemic? Do you feel like the pandemic did anything? And without a doubt, everybody says 100% yes. While they may have had some of this before the pandemic, it was not nearly as bad. So what is it about shutting down society that has caused such an uproar, such a ruckus in...
What do you think?
I don't know what it is. Is it that some people, it's so out there to be angry or aggressive towards other people that it makes it okay to be, that so many people are, there's strength in numbers? Did people feel this way prior to the shutdown?
Well, look at all of them
acting on it, or did they have a change of mind and hearts towards people?
Look at the way that we react to some of the political stuff. Instead of individual thinking, it's mob thinking. All right, we're going to get rid of all the lefties, or we're going to eliminate everybody who thinks this way. Or we're not going to pay any attention to somebody who does that because they're not like us. And yet we are all like one another. Doesn't make any difference where we come from. The Genome Project do you remember that? Are you old enough to remember the Genome Project? About 20 years ago.
Remember?
It basically proved that no matter where you live, no matter what the color of your skin, no matter what your sex, no matter what your age, we're all the same. 99.49% of what's in your body is in your neighbor. So like Jay and I and James, we're pretty much the same.
Pretty much.
You listening to us, all of you listening to us, we're all the same. But yet you'd think, oh, no, I would never vote for Biden. He's not like me. Yeah, he is. 18 after the hour.
Come shop Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. Prep your yard for the summer for less with 5 for $10 Scott's Naturescapes mulch. And save on appliances with up to an additional $1,000 off select major kitchen appliances. Find savings across the store today, like 5 for $10 mulch. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid to 531. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell at the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
All right, 23 after. This is the Doug Steppen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, brought to you by Progressive Insurance, which has insurance for your motorcycles, boats, RVs, in case you didn't know that. So if you want good buddy protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save. Call them up, 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online, which is kind of the progressive thing to do, don't you think? Progressive.com. All right, so I don't know. I think this is a social media story. The situation with the chip maker NVIDIA that has market value now of over $1 trillion, because they are going to supply hardware and software for artificial intelligence applications. You think that's a social media story? Or maybe it's probably...
Tell me more. Sure.
Well, basically, they have become the ninth company to get over $1 trillion in valuation. We could be borrowing money to run the government from them. Apple, hey, we should probably do this, right? Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, Microsoft, and Saudi Aramco. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 companies that are American companies, which is good. And then those no-good SOBs in Saudi Arabia, who with the oil applications that they have a value of over $1 trillion, all of those companies. And this company is only, well, how many years? 19? That's 30 years old. They've developed graphics, processors, video game stuff. And so this is something that is, I guess from what I know, and I'm certainly not an expert on this, no matter how you overview my discussion of it, specific tasks that it does with specific applications. So people are buying the there was a good day on the stock market yesterday because the debt deal kind of has come in, and it'll be better probably through the week anyway, until we figure out how we're, you can't borrow any money. I've been working on a plan for the development to borrow the money. Fortunately, we can self-fund it, but I still would rather, and so would the guy who's got the money, rather borrow it than tie up his own money. And yet you can't find banks, you can't find credit unions. Nobody wants to loan money, which is the most important thing to understand with what's going on, which the Biden folks apparently are so clueless they don't get it. If you don't have money to put into the system to keep it going, they've sucked all the money out of the system with this all this COVID stuff and then giving away money and spending money on social programs. Hooray for McCarthy getting them to cut. So anyway, that's not a social. Well, I suppose it is. A lot of commentary on social media, actually. Right?
Yeah.
I think it's something that we better be thinking about, and a lot of people aren't because they don't understand the system. More on that after this, or more on this after that.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you can achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Good Day at 28 past the hour. Hi-ho.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How many times have we heard spay and neuter, spay and neuter? And here's why it's so important. 8 to 10 million dogs and cats end up in U.S. shelters every single year. Some are lost, some have been abandoned, some are homeless. Now here's an easy way to avoid adding to that number. Spay and neuter your cats and dogs. It's a procedure that can be performed at an early age, and spaying and neutering doesn't just cut down on the number of wanted pets, even though that would be strong enough. It has other substantial benefits for your dogs and cats. Studies now show that it also lowers the risk of many types of cancers, and that's really important. Obviously, male dogs that are neutered are not going to get testicular cancer, and now the studies indicate that female dogs that are spayed are much less apt to get breast cancer. So whether you spay or neuter your dog for moral reasons or physiological reasons, do it. It can make all the difference in the world for those wonderful pets, and we don't need 10 million dogs and cats in shelters. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Is there a dad in your life? You're looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? It's easy. You give them Omaha Steaks. Just head over to OmahaSteaks.com. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit OmahaSteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. That's 30DOUG and get $30 off qualifying orders. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Members of the House Freedom Caucus are doing all they can to make sure the debt ceiling deal reached between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House fails. Caucus Chair Scott Perry is leading the charge.
What this bill does is underwrite for the rest of the 2 years the woke weaponized Biden administration and all their policies, and Republicans should not be responsible for that.
Conservatives argue the deal fails to make any of the spending cuts included in the Republican-led Limit, Save, Grow Act that passed the House in April. Two people people have been arrested in connection with a Memorial Day mass shooting in South Florida. 9 people were injured when 2 groups of people on the Hollywood Beach Boulevard began shooting at each other. Florida Governor and now presidential candidate Ron DeSantis is beginning his official campaign tour today with stops in Iowa. A recent poll of Hawkeye State Republicans shows they support former President Trump by 42 points over DeSantis. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A lot of talk shows are kind of tone deaf. We aren't. We're open for business at 855-999-DOUG. How about it, Jay? Open for business, yes?
Yes. 855-999-3684. Be part of the conversation.
Let's take the day seriously, shall we? It's important that we get everything straight here on the last day of May 2023. I am, as perhaps some of you have recognized, Mr. Perfect. And yesterday I heard from some people, we got into a discussion of me talking about Ron DeSantis' wife and how she needed ice cream and cake. But I used hamburger as well because I thought she looked rather emaciated. That's my opinion, and I'm welcome to it. As the lady who has now made a career are taking shots at me.
And give the utmost, sweetest, kindest compliment that you are Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect! So what I decided is we ought to marry all of this. I think somebody else came up with the term Mr. Magnificent. I would rather, frankly, refer to Jay as Ms. Magnificent. So we have Mr. Perfect and Ms. Magnificent. What's wrong with that?
Sounds like Marvel superheroes.
How about that? We're going to have our own movie. A lot of people think we should do what Warren Eckstein does and other people do, and that's do a video. Just I have cameras in my studio.
Yes,
you probably
video,
do, too.
I do not, right. But if you want to send me some, let's go.
Well, I don't know.
Let's do it.
Get dressed up.
But you could have a different robe of the day.
Yeah, that's right. I have those. All right, so let's focus on what's good. This is the story of somebody walking up, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to be a trash hauler, basically a garbage man. Did it for a long time. But what's happened to this person is he now has graduated from Harvard Law School. How about that? Worked for years as a garbage man to support the charges that Harvard charged him to get into classes. I don't understand. The law school has satellite, I guess that's what this is, right? Satellite classes. This is something the University of Maryland,
yes,
he took advantage of, right?
Yes, yes.
Now he's got a job lined up with a New York law firm. Sweat, blood, sweat, and tears, right? And I guess, you know, literally, blood preceded his walk onto the stage. This is as good as it gets. I suppose there are lots of different analogies. Boxing, winning, the competition and all that sort of stuff.
Well, and he excelled in martial arts, especially boxing,
yeah,
until he had an injury that put an end to that. And he
rotator cuff, right?
Well, and originally he had put all of his stock into the athletics. And so when his grades were just so bad, he was pretty much rejected from every college he applied to originally.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where he took a job as a sanitation worker and started building himself back up.
Don't you love how they clean up all these job titles?
Back up.
They clean up these job titles. He's a garbage man. That's what they used to call him before politically correctness took over. So now he's a sanitation engineer, right? Not that that takes away anything, because we're talking about his ultimate goal, but I just, as I listen to some of the things that are used to twist and turn, what's wrong with being a sanitation engineer? Well, you're not really an engineer. You're picking up garbage, so you're a garbage man. What's wrong with that? I guess in the beauty's in the eyes of the beholder, right? What you hear. Anyway, that's not the real story. This has gone viral on social media, and it seems Tyler Perry, who has done this, by the way, with a number of people. I don't know if you knew that or not, Jay. He's very generous. He sees people who have a story, and if it's difficulty, he tries to help them through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's what he did here.
Well, and then even the guy, the sanitation workers team, had helped him to successfully enroll eventually in other states. So he went to Bowie State University first, and
yeah,
he was able to improve his grades. They helped him study, and it's one of those things where you think about it in child raising that, it takes a village. But even in being an adult, it takes a village a lot of times.
His father got sick, and he wanted to take care of his father. That's why he went to work, actually, as a garbage collector, because he needed to help pay the medical bills. Yeah. So this is a good human being all the way around. And Tyler Perry, I think, is a good human being. He didn't do it. He's not the kind of guy, I don't get from what I see, glean, feel about Tyler Perry, that he's in it for self-aggrandizement. It's just he thinks he has the ability to help people, and that's what he's doing. Think about that. I know some people in my life who have had similar backgrounds to me, but they have done better, and so they help so many. This one guy I'm thinking about runs a big business, has made a lot of money, very smart, and he's so helpful, especially the people he knows, people who he has befriended over the years. He gives them jobs, or he just helps them do what is necessary for them to survive. He doesn't give it. There's always something attached to it that will make the person appreciate what he's doing. And I think that's also a wonderful. You have, a lot of people have a long, hard road. You know that Beatles song, Long and Winding Road?
Yeah.
Most life has that. Most life is a long and winding road. And so it's nice to be able to look at people, respect people on both ends of this. The help that was given to someone who deserved the help and the person who's getting the help doing something to help somebody else. It's like a big, long, it is a long and winding road.
It's a circle situation, yes.
Yeah, right. Good for them, all of them in that story. All, everybody deserves some credit there. All right, the situation at Churchill Downs has attracted a lot of attention. What the heck is going on? 12 horses have died there at that racetrack in Louisville over the past couple of weeks. And I think 2 died over this past weekend, as a matter of fact. So who knew that there was a Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority? But there is. They're having a meeting today over concerns about what they describe as an unusually high number of fatalities. This is amid a downward trend in the fatal injury rate over the last 4 years. This is, by the way, a division of the Federal Trade Commission. So these are the feds that are looking into this. They've hired a bunch of vets to go into Churchill Downs in cooperation with the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission to see what the heck has happened.
What
Why
is
are
happening?
There...
Can't they call this emergency summit over the whole thing as they should and figure this out?
Yeah, yeah. Very important to do that. So the debt deal is on a lot of, a lot of people's minds. And I'm back and forth as I was denigrating Mr. DeSantis. What's the old expression? You don't have something to say. Good to say. Don't say it at all. But I'll make an exception here and there. And DeSantis is one of the people I'm happy to not be supportive of. And I'm actually getting to like McCarthy, paid attention to what he's been saying as the House Speaker over this particular issue. He seems measured. He seems intelligent. He seems focused. And he is dismissive of threats from some of the hardliners, the right of right. These are the right guys that are right of the righties that say, we're going to get you. We're going to fire you. We're going to throw you out of that seat. It's time for you to go. Because this deal is too good for Joe. Anyway, I think that's nonsense. There's always going to be a few wackadoodles. But for a change, the Republican leadership anyway, excuse me, and the Democratic leadership have agreed on this bill, which is going to a House vote today. So here's Dan Bishop, who is a Republican rep. I don't know where he's from. It doesn't make any difference. Says, you got to go. You're done. Mr. Bishop claims that the deal grants too many concessions to the Dems. And there's another guy named Chip Roy who says today is a reckoning day for McCarthy. By the way, Chip Roy is no relationship to the Roys that run the big business on Succession. I think you can probably take that to the bank. You think I should do the spoiler thing on Succession? What do you think?
No, no.
Really?
It just
you sure?
happened.
It was like Sunday.
But people haven't had a chance to watch it on the DVR. You have to give it at least a week.
Really? Ah, shucks. I don't know if I can wait that long. Maybe Friday?
There you go. You can do a Friday, yes.
Friday. For those of you who have not seen the end of Succession yet, I will be happy to tell you who the bad guys are. And there aren't actually, at the end of the day, many good guys. Excuse me, they're all pretty bad. At any rate, it's not, it's kind of not what you expected. It does turn out, well, here I'm digging into the weeds. It sort of turns out the way that it was heading a few weeks ago, but it doesn't end quite the way you think. It's a great plot twister, actually, and is a good example of why the show was so popular. And I'm not sure why it went away.
How did it run?
6.
Okay.
And I'm not sure why they certainly hadn't run out of storylines. And that
maybe it was only intended to do it. Like, what was it? This Is Us. I believe they did six seasons, but it was always intended to be six seasons, no more. Seasons. That's what the whole storyline was, and they just hoped and prayed that the network didn't cancel them before they got all the stories out.
You know, one of the smartest things, as long as we're talking about this, that NBC did. NBC took Magnum PI from CBS. CBS didn't want the people that were producing Magnum PI. It's expensive to do a TV show on Hawaii. And so CBS, which has had the franchise since Tom Selleck did it way back 40 years ago, they owned the property, and they just said, yeah, it's too expensive, we're not going to do it. So NBC says, okay, we'll buy it from you, and we'll produce them. So that's what they did. And the show is exactly like it was on CBS. Everything about it is the same, except, and this is not a spoiler, because by they're almost at the end of the season, so two main characters who had sexual tension from the beginning, Higgins, played by an English actress named Perdita Weeks, is around there. She's the partner of Thomas Magnum, who is played by Jay Hernandez. I never heard of him before, but apparently he's done a lot of character acting. Anyway, he's pretty good in the role, and she's good in the role. And they get it on. In the first episode, NBC decided, you know what? Let's get to the bottom of the sexual tension, and let's get them together.
They're like, let's go for it.
Yeah. So there's a scene in the shower. Anyway, how did I go from talking about Republicans who are this? Well, how did I get there? Oh, I was talking about Chip Roy. And then we were talking about the Roys on Succession. And then we were talking about finals. Okay, I got it.
There we go.
Retrace my steps. Anyway, McCarthy, going back to him for a second, he was asked yesterday if he was worried that he'd lose his job, and he says, nah, this is an easy vote for Republicans. And you know what? I think it is, kind of, under the circumstances. The House Rules Committee voted 7-6 to move the bill along, and that really sort of seals its fate. I think it'll get done, and then we kind of, let's get back into running our businesses and stuff, shall we? 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here to talk to you about All Natural Balance 7. So if you have heartburn, can't eat food you like, you're getting tired of feeling this way, you need Balance 7. It improves the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance helps increase energy and memory, and it helps you unlock your immune system. It also allows better hydration, so the nourishment you take into your body gets to where it's supposed to go. And you can eat all the things that you heretofore hadn't been able to eat and enjoy. Now you can try it. Get $15 off your order, free shipping as well. Use the name Doug when you call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Use Doug. You will feel just fabulous. Get a free bottle of My Smooth Skin as well. So call to balance your body. Use Balance 7. Use the name Doug at 800-793-9039.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, he
Bebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Time to discover what's going on in the Food Farm Family Department here on the Good Day program. One of the things that makes us different than a lot of other programs and focus on what you're eating, how your family is doing. You'll be happy to celebrate, Jay, National Macaroon Day. How about that? Is it spelled with two O's or one O? Macaroon?
Two O's. It's a macaroon. Not to be confused with the macaron.
No, Macron is the guy that runs France, right?
Well, and it's a kind of like a little cookie pastry thing, sandwich. It's two things sandwiched together.
I got it. Okay. So the most exciting American holiday we can come up with today is the Macaroon Day. It's a cookie. And so they use egg whites, right, to make the cookies rise?
Yes, and coconut. And it's almost kind of like this little blob. Like, you know, when you're making chocolate chip cookies, you put these little blobs on the cookie sheet, and then they become these flat circles. The macaroon stays like these little blobs.
Macaroon! We have Mrs. Esther Levy to thank for this. 1871, she published the first Jewish-American cookbook. She originally published this recipe and a chapter on cakes. It wasn't about cookies, but it actually is a cookie. It feels cookie-like, right? Don't you like? I like macaroons. I like cookies, period.
Cookies, period. In any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. All right, so it's National Macaroon Day. Here's our recall of the day. Cricket Creek Farm has recalled some cheeses because of listeria. Oh, here we go. This is a farm out in western Massachusetts recalling a number of units of, I can't pronounce this kind of cheese. What is it? Sofilese? Is that how to pronounce it?
That's what I would say.
Yeah. Anyway.
And yeah, Listeria is gnarly.
Yep, it is. So if you're in, let's see here, anybody on the East Coast, as this stuff's distributed all around the East Coast, Northeast, et cetera, sold on a lot of farm stores, organic farm markets, that kind of stuff, farmers markets, and in restaurants. So if you have any of this, then bring it back. Get your money back and get some money for your time. Do I sound like a broken record because I say that all the time?
No, gas is expensive.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Here's something that'll startle you. The problem with a lot of restaurant food poisoning, you know, when you get food poisoning at a restaurant and you think it's because the food is old, sick workers tied to 40%. Say that again, Doug.
Which makes a lot of sense.
40% of food poisoning outbreaks. Wow. Sick people working.
Yeah.
Got something contagious. Spread it around. Wow.
When you think about it, when it comes to, well, I mean, maybe not nowadays, but with restaurant workers, you have a shift, and if you cannot be there, you have to get your shift covered. And if you can't get your shift covered, you better be there. Not being there, it just almost seems like it's not an option. And enough people yeah. need jobs or needed jobs at one point that if you could be fired and easily replaced almost.
Yep, right.
That might not be it now because you always see the now hiring postings everywhere. But when people are sick, and especially in the food industry, that is where you do not want sick people to come to work.
Here's what I don't want to find. Police investigating the death of a restaurant employee down in Louisiana. Her body was discovered in the freezer of an Arby's restaurant. Huh? This is a town west of New Orleans. Body was found inside the freezer. The death was called suspicious at first. Well, what else? What else would it be unless you went in to get some hamburger or a roast beef, the door closed behind you, and then you couldn't get out, but you're not in the restaurant by yourself, right? So somebody's got to know.
Yeah, they think that it was just an accident, that it wasn't a malicious thing, because these freezers do not latch shut. You have to latch it shut from the outside.
Yeah.
So it could have been, I don't know, some weird situation that they didn't know she was in there, but
That's a bad way to go.
Is going to sue Arby's over the wrongful death and
some good lawyer on to that one. Rescuers jumped into action to save a drowning horse at Old Orchard Beach. Calls came in, reports of a horse stuck in the water. Horses can float like cows can, so they wouldn't normally drown if, in fact, they weren't in quicksand. 17-year-old horse is named Bear. Being ridden along a shoreline, somehow got stuck in the mud, went up to its chest. They had to get the police to help him out, but they actually did get the horse out, kept him from drowning. This is something that you would not want to have. It's like, you know, you see these people riding their horses very dramatically along the beach in some movie, but if the sand is soft, you don't want to be there with a horse. There's the lesson for today. 59 after on Good Day.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.